as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Welcome to Looking for Healing Talk Radio, where pharmaceuticals are not medicine, but love always is. You're here with the Healing Homies. We got Dr. Jana Schmidt. How you doing, Jana?
Yeah, doing great. Thank you.
And we've got Henry. How you doing, Henry? Ooh, you're muted. Hit that space bar, buddy.
Am I not muted now?
You're not muted now. Yeah.
All right. I like being not muted. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's good to be back. I missed y'all.
Yeah, you've been away. And now we've got Dr. Artis. I guess he's away doing some family stuff, so he won't be here with us today, but that's okay. Sending him love and hoping everything goes well with his family and whatever it is that he's doing. So we are going to start off. I guess we will start off talking about our shows that we did this week. And mine got kind of messed up. I don't know what the heck happened, but I recorded mine and I sent it in, and then there was this weird thing that happened where it just kind of phantom disappeared a lot of the sound. So I had to re-record parts of it and I sent it in, and then I don't know what happened, but it didn't take. I got a message from the crew. So I'm not sure what my show was this week is the point of that. So there was just a rerun placed, but Anyways, Jana, what did you do your show on this week?
Well, I'm loving this Mama Bear series. I keep having people send me messages like, hey, can you do one on this? Or can you do one on that? And then I'm meeting all these incredible mothers doing powerful things for everybody. So I continued that and I answered some questions about how busy moms, busy anybody, can stay fit. So it's a thing with moms. We often trade time for ourselves for doing something for another member of the family. And it's amazing how quickly a mother's needs can drop to the bottom of the priority list. We would just rather we'd rather sacrifice ourselves than do anything less for our family. But it's so important to take care of yourself so you can be there to do it. So motherhood does not need to come at the expense of one's own health. So we talk about the benefits of movement, the benefits of stretching, exercise, circulation, flexibility. And then it also improves mental health and encourages a deep faith connection as well. So I gave lots of like really simple, easy hacks on ways to stay fit and incorporate it into your daily routine and with your kids, and then giving your kids these wonderful tools that it'll benefit them for their lives.
That's fabulous. You know, one thing I have to say is one thing I see all the time with my my clients who are parents, they just completely throw themselves under the bus.
Yeah.
Like 100% of the time. And it's just kind of the way it is in society today. It's tough. And I think it's tough when you don't have kids. I don't have kids and I find it tough to carve out time for myself. So
I gave some really good resources too, some great videos, and amazing books, easy to read. And, these are books that I've read and I really appreciate, and the videos are great. And it's simple, easy ways to incorporate movement. And if we think about, we didn't have to do this 100 years ago. Almost everything you did caused movement, like chores. And now with technology, we have to move less to get things done. So now we have to make a conscious effort to do some of those things. So we talked a little bit about that, about, you know, rewinding time and thinking about how our great grandparents ended up doing a lot more just in normal day life. So now incorporating movement into normal life, that's what I talked a lot about.
Wow, that's great. I think that's a really important topic to speak about. So awesome. Henry, what did you talk about?
Well, I'm wishing I would have talked about something that cool, you know, because I was talking about, like, I'm thinking I want to do a show on fish tacos. That just came into my head while I was like, let's just do a fish taco week or something like that, right?
Yes, let's do it. yes, I love that.
Make the best paella, right? Something cool, right? Recipe week. So maybe we'll do that. I think that would be kind of cool, a recipe week or something like that. But fish, I'm
Yeah.
just like fiending right now for fish tacos. So that might happen tonight. We're gonna find out if that's gonna happen. But I talked this week of, I started setting the stage. I'm doing several part series. It's gonna include Looking for Healing Radio, and I'm gonna do a couple episodes of it on Energetic Health Radio on the weekends. But the big topic we've been getting since Healing for the Ages is, oh my God, can I protect myself? EMFs, right? Like that seems to be the big thing. And we get so many wonderful emails in from people asking, like, hey, did I miss the recommendations? Did you put the recommendations out that I just missed? And Dr. J, you even asked me earlier, she's like, well, do we have our recommendations published? Right. And I was like, no, because we don't have any yet. And the thing that I wanted to get across to everyone in the first this week, Nicola, was we've tested so many shielding products or products that claim to be able to do this concept and shield and shield and shield. But sadly, nothing that we've tested so far has worked to truly shield. And the thing that's been really concerning, or it's like the best thing that works to shield you is off switches. You know, turn off your phone, turn off your router, like that works, right? But the thing that's been really concerning for me is that the more I look at this issue, like we haven't found any products yet, and I've spent about $10,000 on products so far, and we haven't
Whoa.
found any, right? And the thing that's really, and we still have three more we're going to test. We have three more that are lined up. But the thing that's been really concerning is the price point for all these products. You
Yeah,
know, the
there has
price
to be.
point is so exorbitant. And I think what happens is people go and they buy these products. There's a little bit of evidence, so to speak, on a website or something like that, right? And this lab independently tested and verified. And it's like, but they don't really tell you how or what happened. They just give you like the graph or something, you know, to make you feel better. But I think what happens is people see the price point and go, well, God, if they're charging that much for it, it must work. And it's like, this is the same fallacy that we were dealing with, that we got really upset about with the damn shots, that we get upset about with everything else, is that people aren't proving what they're doing. They're not proving it's safe and effective. They're not proving that this stuff shields. And so I had a problem conceptually with the whole idea of shielding, Nicola, from the very start. But I bought some stuff. You know, I bought some little things for the phone, like, oh, that's going to make it work, right? That's going to protect me, this little itty bitty thing. And then you start really understanding as you dig in the depth of the problem. You start understanding that our phones have at least four individual antennas, some have five. And that they're all set to be on at all times. And if people aren't aware of this, the emissions are going to jump. And then if you have your phone plugged in, or if you're using Zoom or some kind of video call, it's going to jump even higher. I mean, off the charts when you're doing your readings. And if it's in contact with your body, that's the big problem, you know. So distance matters, you know, getting the and thankfully for the phone that we're talking about, there's a huge drop off in EMFs at with each inch you get away from your phone, so that by the time you get to, in some cases, 6 inches, but most it's about 10 to 12 inches away from your phone, there's really no appreciable EMF exposure that you're exposed, that you're, you know, inundating yourself with, which is why our recommendations on make sure your phone is nowhere near your bed is very, very important. But what I wanted to do was start setting the stage with that. And the first one, just get everybody kind of understand, like, hey, this is where I stand. I know I'm going to take a lot of heat on this. And I know there's going to be a lot of people who are selling these products that are not liking me. And that's cool, right? I'm here for the people. And the issue that I have, though, is there's something very free and natural. Like the best medicines are free, right? Sunlight, water is supposed to be free. They tricked us into buying that. Air is supposed to be free. In some countries you go to, you can still get fruit off of trees just randomly around, right? The best medicines are supposed to be free. Sleep, fasting, you know, these are supposed to be free. And there's one that we are have been exploring now for about 6 weeks that we're really excited about, because we're seeing things change on blood samples. We're seeing the low formations that occur go back to normal blood, and that is earthing. It's free. It's just free medicine all the time. And it proves our point that the further you get disconnected from Mother Earth and the medicine that God intended for us all, the worse off you're going to be. So it's just another, yet another reminder that let's make sure we are using all of our free medicines first. And then we can start talking about what we want to spend on. But I'm going to tell y'all, I believe, and I don't have proof on this yet, but I really believe that the whole shielding industry is a CIA op. You know, that they put it out there so that people would waste their money and think they're doing something they're not doing. I've tested enough products now to see there are some out there that actually amplify the EMFs coming off. And this is a really bad thing. And it makes my jaw drop that I'm like, nobody's out there testing this. What are we doing?
How are you feeling
so
about copper?
About what?
Copper.
Copper, love it. And this, you remember in January when I was telling you I was like really run down and everything?
Yes.
Well, the results came back from a hair mineral analysis that copper, I was in like the 5th percentile. I was super deficient in copper,
yes,
which we know a lot of people are going to be, not just from the lack of copper in the food supply, but also because people have been taking so much zinc. And
right.
When you take a lot of zinc, you're going to need copper.
You're going to need copper for sure. And then can't transport iron. But I was thinking in terms of protection from electromagnetic fields.
Copper. Well, see, that's the thing. We have to think of protection, I think, Dr. J, a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of thinking of it as blocking, which is more of an allopathic kind of thought, you know,
for
to
sure.
It, we have to think of letting it run through us.
However,
let's safely me, be able to discharge it.
It's muting. I agree for humans, but as the beekeeper, I put a copper top on all the hives, then painted it with shungite because the hive collapse was insane. But the copper top on the hives, just that, stopped a lot of the hive collapse, and now painted shungite on them. And of course, we're planting constantly, you know, new things, and their water's filtered. And so I was just thinking for those little creatures,
Is the copper top that you have on the what's the correct name for their home?
Hive.
Their hive. Okay, so I just want to make sure I'm saying that.
You know, everyone, yeah, their house, little
folks,
bee house.
their little bee house. You know, so is that copper grounded? Do you have a copper wire that grounds also?
Yes.
Then it's beautiful. That yeah. Then what's happening from my experimentation is that they're still in the EMF fields, right? There's still magnetic fields. They're still going to, especially out in nature, there's going to be more exposure to RF, radio frequency fields. So what's going to happen is the copper is going to grab that and it's going to channel it into the ground.
Yeah.
So now they're basically in a clear field. And this is what we're seeing. We just did a accidental experiment today. I've been putting together a sleep system for people recovering and for everybody, really. And the sleep system, it was very interesting. We actually had two Rife machines on either side of my bed, and I have a grounding mat on it. But what's really cool, we had the Rife machines on and in over the bed where the grounding mat is, there is zero electricity, even though there's electricity coming in. So it's like that grounding mat is doing something significant. So that I'm sure that's the same phenomena that's happening for the bee homes.
Yeah.
The bee condominiums
they
that
don't,
you're putting together.
Sometimes they put their little feet on the ground, but not very often.
Not very often. But the thing is, when they touch a living
flowers,
that every time they're touching anything alive that has water in it, they are grounding.
Yeah.
And I have bees that just come and hang out now in my backyard, which is kind of cool. I guess they realize that I'm a good guy or something.
Yeah, safe zone.
But yeah, they're hanging out safe zone, and I make sure and leave the stuff that grows out there naturally. I'm not a gardener and nowhere near, but yeah, I make sure I'm like, yeah, you guys come on and hang out, and they come and hang out and we have a good time.
Perfect.
Well, God, you brought up so much interesting stuff, Henry. I'm one of those people. I might've mentioned this before to you guys that, I'm one of those folks, unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know. That's like a human EMF meter, and no joke. People say, oh, Nicola, come here, walk through this room and tell us where the current's coming from. Like, that's been my story. That's been just unfortunately with all of this technology. From the day one of holding my first cell phone, it's been a problem, and it's just gotten worse ever since. So And then I think I also mentioned when I opened the center, I had a guy come, paid a guy quite a nice amount of money. He's a radiation technician specialist. There's only like 34 of them in the US. And he came to our center and he went through the whole thing. It took hours. And he went through and just with all kinds of contraptions and devices, he went through the whole center and just tested everything. And he was
Right.
testing, all the copy machines that just are constantly trying to connect through Bluetooth. None of them
Yes.
plug in, and those were causing a problem. And I could feel that there was a really intense current over my head when I first moved into that location, and I was getting sick and I couldn't work. And I was like, "Oh my God, what is going on?" And he was able to track it to a we had a two-story building at the time, and he was able to track it to a practitioner who was upstairs who was using a hotspot to play music. So
Wow.
phone and it was upstairs. So it's very interesting. And the other thing that I've mentioned, and you're kind of talking about this, was there's so many different frequencies. There's Bluetooth, there's Wi-Fi, there's RF, there's the dirty electricity. And so the big problem with these is that they're all getting released and they're kind of forming its own new beast, if you will, that we have not been exposed to before. And I'm going to back you up. We're going to back you up. I think it's great that you're doing all of this because we need the truth on all of these gadgets and products and things out there. And some of the stuff really works well for other people, and they come and try it on me, and I'm like, nope, doesn't do a thing. I'm getting headache, I'm getting nauseated.
I
So
definitely feel like, at some point I was like, oh, I gotta block it, gotta block. I'm like, wait a minute, we have to live with it. Like, how do you exist in this? And that's some of the things
yeah.
I'm learning about. What internally can you do and eat and detox
Right.
in order to protect yourself from the onslaught? So.
You get heavy metals out of the body, quantum dots out of the body, replace them with sodium and potassium and magnesium and copper and iron and at the right amounts and with clean water. And now what happens is your body is a capacitor, and a capacitor is essentially something that resists, so it's going to hold charge until you dissipate. And that's what this whole earthing and grounding is about. It's dissipating the alternating current out of the body, or at least the potential, whatever. I'm not going to even get into that debate with some of these people. Like,
Absolutely.
get the AC out of your body, confirm that you're at zero, and confirm that your body is now increasing its negative DC voltage. And now what's happening is you're bringing healing electrons into the body, and your body's going to balance out. But you're one of those canaries in the coal mine, Nicola, that we're going to depend on. And you might be one of those people where there are special precautions you have to take, like maybe turning off a specific circuit breaker where you are grounding. But you are the exact person that is the candidate for earthing on a daily basis. And what we're trying to solve is people's sleep, right? I got to make this doable. Some people are going to sleep for 8 hours. Okay, well, if I can put them in a sleep system environment where there is no or limited EMF, and they are grounding themselves out all night long. Now we're giving the body essentially 8 plus hours a day to pretend that this is like 1822 before all AC current gets invented. And now we can start seeing what all these other things that we're doing that we know work start working again. And that's the basis of what we've been, the theory basis we've been working off of.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, well, it's about that time. We got to go to a break. So I have a couple more things to say on this topic, but when we come back, I'll just mention them. So stick with us, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRite is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRite.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop. That's AmericaOutLoud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Welcome back to Looking for Healing Radio. This is Nicola Burnett and Dr. Henry Ely and Dr. Jana Schmidt. And we're missing our little sidekick, Brian, today.
I love that you called him little. I'm going to start calling him that. I'm going to be like, what's up, Lil? I'm going to with a little apostrophe. What's up, Lil? Lil B?
I guess there's nothing little about him, but he has a big presence and a big mind and he's doing big things. So so don't tell him I said that.
Okay.
Okay. All right. But I just want to mention that if you're not able to catch any of our shows live, just know that all of our shows go to podcast typically a day or two after the live broadcast is complete. And you can listen to any of the podcasts on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeart Podcast, or America Out Loud, and many more. If you like what you're hearing, subscribe and rate the show for us. All right, we are coming back to our show. We were just got into a conversation about EMFs and frequencies and how to deal with that because they're popping up more and more all around us in so many different ways. And everyone's talking about 5G and supposedly they've got 6G and 7G and 8G plans. So I was just going to say one other thing about that. It's interesting. One of the things that really just irritates me is they're making clothes now, and especially workout clothes. Have you guys noticed this in the gym where they build in these pockets? It doesn't matter what you buy now. They're putting in these specific pockets that will fit a cell phone.
Yes.
And man, the other day I saw this woman and she's wearing these exercise pants, like yoga pants, and she's got a pocket on either side of her thighs by her hips. She had a phone in each pocket.
Mm.
And that phone, those phones create a field. And what's right in the field? Her reproductive organs. So it's just like, and men all the time, I'm always running around, you know, with my male friends, male partners, on dates, whatever it might be. When I see men, and what are they doing? They're always dropping it in their pockets. Like, don't do that. Or women will stick it in their shirt. And that just makes me kind of crazy. So, but one last thing I was going to say about this, this is like one of my hot topics. So it's funny you brought this up, Henry. Have you ever heard of a DPE 100? Are you familiar with what that is?
No, what is that?
Okay, no. Take a look at that, because I actually learned about that product from Sasha Stone. So again, being that canary in the coal mine, as you referred to me earlier, which is really true when it comes to this topic, there's only two companies, like, believe me, people run after me and try to sell me everything under the sun because this is a thing with me. And there's only been two products on the market that are quite amazing. One of them is the DPE 100, and Sasha Stone turned me on to this one. And it's a device that you actually bury in the ground. And it's a gentleman in Australia who came up with this. And I don't know exactly all of what's in there. I think it's a little proprietary information, but there's a heck of a lot of copper arranged in a certain way. And you have to dig down about 4 feet into the ground and put it in and put the dirt around and add some water. And I'll tell you, we tested my EMF guy. He came over because he was really curious about it. And we tested before we put it in the ground and we tested after. And it was absolutely hands down the out of all the healing devices I've ever owned, tried, or purchased, it's incredible. And the other thing that's really interesting about it is it will has the potential to alter the weather in our favor. Because as we all know, I personally think that 99.9% of the weather is fake. I can't prove that, but I think if you just have two eyes and two brain cells to rub together, right? And you've been on planet Earth for a while, it's kind of obvious.
Yeah.
And so there's, because the weather is falsely, fakely generated through all of these frequencies, it radiates out, I think, about a mile, somewhere 1 to 2 miles out. And they've done studies where they have literally shown that there's like a zone, like from, you know, drone pictures or satellite pictures they have, where there's a zone where there'll be really, really aggressive weather. And when the weather comes into the area where there's a DPE, you can literally see like a mile or 2 mile zone around where the DPE is buried. And it will really temper the weather. Another facet about it is they've got a couple different kinds now. And I bought kind of the home one, but they have one for agriculture. And the plants love this. And the plants just grow like 5 times more bountiful and larger when you use one of these devices. So anyways, that might be something that you might want to check out. So, okay. Let's,
cool. Thank you. I'm definitely.
Yeah, that's awesome. I was just looking it up online. Hopefully it's the right one. But they had one. It was a little pricey, but I'll go and grab one and we'll try it out, you know, and see.
Yeah, see, I think it would definitely be worth, if you're doing all this testing, I think it would be definitely worth doing.
You said there were a couple companies doing it, or is it one company that's doing DPE 100?
It's one company that I'm aware of. Mm-hmm. And it is, I see that you popped up the Magic Dicol, and that was a big product that was super helpful that people were taking. That's a nutrition supplement that people were taking when the jabs came out and all of the undesirable transmission, right, from person to person. And that was a product that was extremely helpful. So it's the same company. So they've got some really great stuff that's been very helpful. So anyways, and I just had a question for you. When you had said you had two Rife machines alongside your bed, what were they set at or set to?
We're working that out right now, but basically I put together a sequence. I'm doing some studying on Lakovsky and the multi-wave oscillator, and we're looking at dipulses and I want to understand that. I'm getting a better understanding reading some of Lakovsky's work. I put together a sequence at 7.83 Schumann, and then I go 432, 528, 528.4, and then 2720, and then cycle it. And I've been doing this for a while, and I wake up feeling really good. This was before we even started doing grounding in the bedroom. I was waking up really good, feeling really, really good. And what I noticed was that when I would have the machines running, great dreams. When I didn't, nightmares, you know. Yeah. And it was just this weird kind of correlation, and it happened every single time. So we're figuring out what the frequency set needs to be, and we're figuring out, you know, if we want, you know, what's going to happen. But like, there's what I just noticed today, if we're going to have a, you know, and of course everybody, these are anecdotal and it's observational, and yeah, you know what I mean, it's like, I'm not saying that this is exactly what happened or why, you know what I mean, we have to be we have to be willing to challenge our own positions. And I'm not into any kind of affirmative things right now. You know, it really kind of turns me off. But my doggy had a bowel issue, some parasites. And I just happened to have a food poisoning a couple weeks ago that people heard about. So one night I set the Rife machine to a setting for H. pylori, you know, because I was still feeling some weird stuff going on in my, in like things foods weren't digesting, you know, a week after the food poisoning, stuff like that. My doggy sleeps in the room with me, right? And I just noticed today we were on a hike. We just came off of a hike. And normally he would have one bowel movement that looked good. And then he'd have two more on the same hike that were very loose. And there was even some blood in a couple of them. Today, he had two poops. Both of them were excellent. And he's feeling good. So I'm wondering if that Rife actually helped him out too, that little frequency set that we did for me one night. So the thing that's really interesting about the Rife technologies and the frequencies and things like that and the healing capacity is that the literature from early in the 1900s, when they were really starting to explore this as healing modalities, showed that it wasn't something that you had to take every single day. It was really just one or two treatments, and then everything started to resolve. Usually within about six, from Lukofsky's work, it was within about 16 days. He was showing that he was basically killing cancer cells, you know, after one or two applications of his multi-wave oscillator. So, you know, there's a ton to learn. And I think what we're going to have to get really good at is understanding why the DP100 may work. You know, why this grounding and earthing, why does it work? And when we get into frequency sets, you know, with anything, we have to understand, well, what frequencies do we want to be at? Because there's also some literature from the early 1900s showing that when the human body starts to dip below 100 hertz, that's when disease starts to set in. It's particularly below about 70 hertz, 60 or 70 hertz. So maybe running a Schumann resonance at night isn't a great idea. You know what I mean? But certainly if you were just running Schumann all night long, it wouldn't be a great idea because it's 7.83. It's way below. But I'm thinking, like, we need to make sure, like in yoga, they'll say when you're doing some abdominal work, some diaphragm practices, you always want to end with Uddiyana Bandha, lifting up, that you want to pull the energy up, right? And we might have a similar phenomenon with frequency here, where we go, you really need to make sure you're incorporating higher frequencies. And that's something Lukofsky was doing. He was running frequencies between 20 hertz and 20,000 hertz for just about 15 minutes to achieve his results. So a little bit goes a long way. And that's kind of the theory we're working on. What if we can get the body into effectively a grounded state cocoon that it's in, where for 8 hours, it's really unencumbered by what it's being exposed to because it's constantly grounding itself out. And if we can induce additional frequencies that we know are positive for the body in that same environment, then I don't know that we're going to be able to undo some of the double-stranded DNA integrations that we're reading about with gene drive and CRISPR and what Kevin McKernan, I think, just published on today or yesterday. Interestingly, after he had kind of poo-pooed my idea a couple of weeks ago. But I think what we're going to find is that we can use frequency to really target the cancerous cells and cells that are genetically modified. They'll go into apoptosis over 16 days, a 16-day set, and then it leaves the cells that are still viable and us fine. And that's how we go through a purification process. It's not that we're going to be able to undo a genetic modification per se, but we can at least make sure the cells that have been genetically modified program themselves for cell death and eliminate themselves. And that would be true in bacteria in the microbiome too, potentially. So there's some, this is theoretical, everybody. This is just my brain and how it's working, like trying to solve this problem. But what's interesting is I think I really do, the more I read on some of the technologies from the early 1900s and what they were doing and this testing they were doing, it really does appear more and more like they have been co-opted for weaponization and instead of what they were intended for, which was helping people heal.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I'll just add on one more thought and then we'll get into some questions here. You mentioned one of the last things you mentioned before we went to break. You were talking about nutrition, basically, and talking about increasing your mineral levels and keeping your nutrition up. And when we do the scans on people, we'll scan, but one parts of the toxic reading is the EMFs, and it will register that and show on the scans if that's high. And once we correct their nutrition, that drops 100% every time dramatically. So once again, I'm looking for healing topic here on health and healing, going back to that, keeping your nutrition status as high as possible. That's a really important thing. And the good metals have a really high capacity for chelating out, you know, the negative metals. So anyways, so I just wanted to mention that. Okay, well, let's get in some questions. You know what's so ironic? I just pulled up a question. I'm going to read this. This is from Chelsea. This is kind of funny. It's the first question. If 5G towers were never put up around the world, would there be no long COVID or vaccine injured people? It's a great question. I don't know that we know the answer to it, but I don't know. Energetically, I'm going to say yes, because I'm under the impression from everything I've read and studied that it was all planned out to work together. And really what COVID ended up showing up as is radiation poisoning. And when you do all of the protocols for radiation poisoning, guess what happens? It disappears. So that's pretty proof positive for me. I don't know if you guys have any thoughts about that.
Go for it, Dr. J. I'll go after you.
Oh, I was just, I definitely think a lot of things wouldn't, we wouldn't be suffering with many things, including long COVID. But it's hard, you know, it's hard to know exactly what the answer to that would be. But I think we all feel the same, that it does contribute to people getting sick and not getting well and staying sick. So I definitely feel like we would all be much healthier without them.
Yeah, I think that's for sure. I can safely say, I think we can all safely say they certainly aren't helping us.
That's a
yeah, there's an interesting correlation. And, you know, I'm a walk like a duck, talk like a duck, duck kind of person. Mm-hmm. And there's an interesting correlation in 2020 that Wuhan, New York, and Seattle were three places where 5G towers not only went up, but were turned on
right
the soonest. And yep. Those were the three big hot spots, you know, in the world. And then when you went over to Italy, the places where the 5G was turned on, which was in large cities, first, that's where the hot spots were. So to me, you know, that's a walk like a duck, talk like a duck. It's not helping. And it's just fascinating to me how many invisible boogeymen that they can create.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's like, well, it's 5G frequency, it's a virus, it's this or it's that. And what ends up happening is now people, they understand that human psychology is survival first. So if you bring a threat in, even if it's unproven, and even if it's invisible, and maybe even doesn't exist, a person, if their first impression is that there's a threat, they're going to believe that. And whatever the first impression is, it's very difficult for people, particularly when their body is polluted with bioweapons and toxins in the first place. It's very difficult to surrender their allegiance to that first belief system that they accepted as truth.
Yeah,
definitely. Well, yeah. I know we got to one question, but it's actually time for our second break. So sorry.
Okay. I was just going to say, I think we got to go to break here. So
that is a record for us right there, right? That's a record.
Yeah, just one. But you guys check out the full America Out Loud website on americaoutloud.news. Many voices, one freedom, united in the First Amendment. And check out our bookstore. It's awesome. Featured this week, you'll find titles like A Disease Called Childhood, Why ADD Became an American Epidemic by Marilyn Wedge, Dr. Marilyn Wedge, and Outside the Green Box, Rethinking Sustainable Development by Steve Gorham. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Clean, pure, with premium ingredients, Global Healing's pure plant protein offers 20 grams of protein per scoop, and it's a perfect way to maintain and build lean muscle while indulging yourself. It combines enzymes and probiotics to maximize nutrient absorption, improving digestion and your gut health. Available in vanilla and chocolate flavors, elevate your protein consumption while supporting your overall wellness with pure plant protein. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created Joint Health and Mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Welcome back, guys, to Looking for Healing Radio. We're going to get into some questions here, but before we do that, I just want to mention that Looking for Healing is on 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. You can catch Dr. Brian Artis on Mondays, myself, Nicola Burnett, on Tuesdays, Dr. H on Wednesdays, and Dr.
Hi-yo!
On Thursdays. That was Henry, if you weren't sure. And on Fridays, you get all of us, whole gang of us. So between the co-hosts and I, you can find a new show every day of the week. And if while you're listening, a question pops into your mind, which it clearly does, we're receiving some fabulous questions from our listening audience. We're going to get into that right now. Please feel free to continue to submit those questions, and we'll get through as many of those as we can. So last segment here, let's jump in. We've got a question here from Henry. And it says, is a moderate to severe long COVID, parentheses, no vaccines, case still be able to recover even though it's been 2 years since COVID injury? Oh, we get a lot of these types of questions.
Yes.
So, yeah, the answer is yes.
Yes.
And again, I mean, in my practice, I'm sure it's the same for you guys. I really, the only time I have not been able to get quite a bit of restoration in somebody's body with whatever they're dealing with is when their organs have been removed. That's kind of the big block for me. Right. And I'm sure you guys would agree. So have any comments on that, Jenna or Henry?
I definitely agree with you on that. It is hard when there are pieces, parts missing, but otherwise there's ways to detox and restore every part of the body.
I think our
thing, Nicola, has always been like, and this is where we all have been the same, like, let's eliminate as many variables as we can, right? That's been my thought. Like, if I know we're putting clean water in you, and I know we are, you know, grounding, earthing, and that's not a factor, and you're using your technology much more responsibly, if I know that you're taking in nicotine or anything that might be happening there, and we're taking in binders and we're doing using that microsomal EDTA, which looks like it's going. I can't wait, folks. We have a show on that that's coming that is going to blow your mind about how good that product is. You start putting those, and you start shifting the ledger in your favor. The more good things you do, what we start seeing out there from a lot of people, though, unfortunately, is that they are doing a great job as students listening to us, but they're throwing the kitchen sink at everything. And that can be create its own chaos in the body when what we're really doing is creating order. And that's why it's you have to step by step go through a process of revamping your healing your lifestyle, revamping and healing your diet, and then revamping and healing your relationship with your creator, which is a very big part of this as well. And then you get to a place where over time, your body starts to win the battle. As the cells go, okay, this is the new us, and healing just takes time. And that's where we see some people either misinterpret their symptomatology or just don't have the patience to see things through. And so there are challenges there. And that's why it's so important, I think, for people to work with people who know, like Nicola, like Dr. Che, like Dr. Artis. If I could throw my hat in the ring too, you know, that work with people who know what they're doing and put in the time to understand this stuff. Don't feel like you got to go from zero to PhD overnight and that you're going to figure it all out. We're still figuring things out. We've all been at this, each of us, 25 years, you know, so it's not as easy as some of the white coats who are blustery would like you to believe.
Ugh. Beautifully put, Henry. Ah, love it. I was just talking about that to a bunch of clients today. It takes time. It's like you have to do a detox and you have to step away and allow the chemistry to make its changes. And it's not something that happens quickly. It takes a couple of years to fully detox a body. So, okay, fabulous. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, next question. This comes from Mary. And Mary says, how can mild to moderate autism in adults be reversed? And again, my experience has been with clients, it comes right back to, again, just a problem of toxicity. And that one's a little bit more complicated toxicity, but I've worked with quite a few clients and just doing the simple thing of cleaning up their diet and getting rid of the gluten and the sugars and all those types of things and getting them off convenience foods and fast foods. It's shocking the degree to which they improve just doing that. I think that's always a first step. And then, of course, hydration. We are the ocean. We are the sea. So that's just kind of a no-brainer, I think.
Yeah, I do too. And I know that there's different degrees of this, and definitely whole food, organic, nutrition is important. And I totally agree with different types of detox. I'd love to add, you know, avoiding other junk like the dyes and sugars, preservatives. But one of the things I found that helps the most, especially with detoxing and protecting, is sulforaphane, found high in cruciferous vegetables, especially sprouts, broccoli sprouts, number one, and even just a little bit every day can make a world of difference in someone with autism, someone with ADHD, the whole gamut, anybody having any trouble brain function. I highly, highly recommend that. It's going to help detox dioxins and also feed the brain.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Jenna, for adding that.
Yeah. I missed y'all. This is like so much fun nerding out every Tuesday when we record this.
It's fun, isn't it? I love it.
She just dropped the word dioxin. I'm like, oh my God. Right?
It gets you excited, doesn't it, Henry?
Yeah, it does. It's like, oh my God, so much fun. We're having real conversations about real, you know what I mean? Oh, so much fun being around and just super intelligent people so all the time, right? It's so much fun.
It's very stimulating. Yep. I would agree.
You guys encourage me.
Next question. This is from Amanda. What supplement should I take if I'm MTHFR positive and vaccine injured? Henry, go ahead.
Well, this is what we're seeing across the board. This was the first thing that the first pattern that we saw was that people who were injured by the damn shots were by and large MTHFR positive, right? So this is where it becomes very, and as a result of that, people who are MTHFR positive, their DNA is more susceptible to genetic modification, because what methylation does, what MTHFR helps do is it helps to methylate, provide methyl groups, which is just a carbon with three hydrogens around it. That's all it is. It's not this crazy thing. But it helps provide it to the nucleus so that the DNA, our chromosomes, can actually go into a very protective state, kind of like a fetal position for our DNA. So it makes it very hard to genetically, you know, cut and infect our genome. But people who are MTHFR positive, their DNA, your chromosomes are more exposed more frequently. So it makes you more susceptible to genetic modification. So you overcome that by making sure you have more methyl groups in your body. And one of the ways that you can do that very, very well is making sure you're taking things like 5-methyl tetrahydrofolate instead of just folate. Folate would be toxic for you, but if you're taking a methylated form of these nutrients and supplement, you're going to actually be providing methyl groups for your body and protection. And then you go into the work of Dr. Judy Mikovits, which is really excellent. And it's talking about the role of dimethyl and trimethyl glycine, again, to provide methyl groups to you. And I know there's a product coming out at Global Healing very, very soon that was inspired by Dr. Judy Mikovits for dimethyl glycine. But dimethyl glycine, trimethyl glycine, and making sure you have the right form for your multivitamin, for your vitamins, is the absolute key to helping you protect your DNA.
Yeah, thank you for that. You know, I have an interesting thing to add to this. So on the scanning systems that I use, they actually test for this. They'll test for the MTHFR and it will show up. And the different variations, not just the one variation, actually the top two variations. And what I find is if people come in and they test positive for that. So I get two groups, people who come in and have never tested for that, like with in a physician's office, right, of their formal testing, but it will show up positive on the scans. Or I get a situation where people have had these tests done in a physician's office and it's positive, and they come in and we will do our scan, and sometimes it shows up positive and sometimes it doesn't. So that's really interesting to me. The second piece that's interesting about this is that as we go through the process of doing the healing, the steps of healing that you do in human biology, again, fix, you know, the fast version of this, or quickly what I mean by healing is correcting the nutrition and starting to clear the body of the toxic waste. Those people who have had testing from a physician's office who claim that this is indeed a situation, they are MTHFR positive, I will send them back and get them retested. And guess what their test shows? That all of a sudden they aren't. So how does that work?
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so, and the three of us can, of course, I mean, this is, we're not that old, but this, what I'm about to say doesn't go back too far in history, which is never in a time in history that I've been throughout actually my whole life, not just my practice, genetics was not a big thing. This wasn't what they were focusing on. And I'm always sharing with my clients, well, if you go back in time, Western medicine always has an agenda. They always have a narrative that they link into for maybe 7 years, 10 years, something like that. They push it. And then all of a sudden it drops out. And then they have a new narrative that they present, and they're all BS. But the new narrative now, and this, I'm always sharing this with my clients, is they blame everything on genetics, right? Everything's blamed on genetics. And
invisible boogeyman.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So I would just say, you know, to that question, Amanda? I've switched to another question, so I can't remember who it was that sent that in, but I'm not so much, I wouldn't settle for that if I got a diagnosis. I would move on and still do the work and improve the health status of the body. So, and then maybe go back and get tested and see what you see with that. Okay, we got another question here. Sarah, what are the differences between someone injured by the vax and injured by infection? Okay, I'm assuming she's referring to COVID when she's talking about the infection. She doesn't clarify that, but I'm assuming that's the case. Is it the same damage on a cellular level? I'm not sure of the exact, can give precise information on this, but I would have to say no. I think there's definitely some differences. It's quite different. Getting something directly put into your body and jabbed right into your bloodstream and into your arm versus some potential exposures that maybe you have had or maybe you haven't had. And again, going back to our earlier conversation, I am completely convinced that 5G has a lot to do with all of this going on. So that ties back into what you were talking about, Henry, which is keep your exposure as low as possible to 5G. And I think that's a really big piece to it. So just some thoughts. You guys have any other thoughts on that? Anything you want to contribute?
Well, the big difference is with the shots, you have the potential because of the plasmids, you have the potential for DNA integration into the human genome, right? And the infection would be more of spike glycoprotein and weaponizing of the microbiome and things like that. So, but the end result is it's all messed up. And yes, there's going to be damage at the cellular level. That's why you're not feeling well. And that's what we have to get the internal environment really righted. And that internal environment includes how we are dealing with frequencies now, because that's the new poison that we're dealing with.
Well, thank you for that. And I think we are at time. Do we have time to take another question? Or are we out? Yeah, I think we're out of time. Okay. All right. Well, to my healing homies and to the listening audience, I'm glad we got through a couple of questions. And I thank all of you for spending the hour with us. And I do hope that you're feeling inspired, educated, and hopeful that no matter what you may be dealing with from a health perspective, there's always a natural solution that may completely remedy or significantly improve the issue. That's what we talk about on this show all the time. So that's the message we're hoping to convey through these discussions. Healing homies, you want to say anything in closing, signing off here?
Well, just blessings to everyone. And remember, arise, rejoice, resist, research, and repeat.
Love it. Thank you so much, Jenna.
Yeah, I'll just say we love you. Thank you so much for all your love and support. We love you back. And we can't wait to see you next week, all throughout the week again.
Yeah. Sending lots of love. All right. Well, until then, blessings and abundance with your health and your life. This is Nicola and Jana and Henry and Brian in spirit signing off from Looking for Healing Radio.